Want my secrets to a flat belly over 40? This video is for you. Today, I'm going to be breaking down everything that happens in our body once we hit 40 as women in terms of getting belly fat, that stubborn bloat, and low energy. And I'm going to be taking you through step by step what I did. I've worked with over 900 clients now, and my expertise is perimenopause, postmenopause, hysterectomy, thyroid, and gut issues. But what I do exactly to help them get rid of that stubborn belly fat and get that flat tummy back. So let's kind of just go right into it. I first want to start off about what is happening to our body during perimenopause. So during perimenopause, we have so many different hormone fluctuations happening that can really impact a woman's body and really cause that bloating. So I'm going to break down a little bit more on the science of what is going on, because I believe having the knowledge of what is going on in your body is such a powerful tool. So let's start off with our changes in our hormones. We have a few key hormones that are changing during perimenopause: our estrogen, progesterone, testosterone, and even our cortisol levels. The first one I want to talk about is our estrogen. So during perimenopause, and perimenopause can start as early as 38 years old and last anywhere from 5 to 10 years. And this is when our estrogen levels can really swing dramatically. And estrogen really influences how your body regulates your fluid and those sodium. So those imbalances can lead to water retention, and that could really manifest as that bloating that you're feeling. And additionally, estrogen has a role in your bile production, which is so crucial for digestion. And when we have changes in our bile production, that can affect our digestion of our fats, specifically leading to more causes of bloating and discomfort. And a big one that I see is a lot of women that come to me, they're doing, you know, high fat keto diets, low carb diets. And a lot of the times it end up yo-yoing out. We can have more bloating. And the truth is a lot of individuals go on these keto and carnivore diets, but if our bodies and our hormones aren't working correctly, we don't have a gallbladder, you may actually not be getting into a state of ketosis and making those ketones, which is why you truly never feel good on it. But that is another video. So once we go from our estrogen, and one more thing on estrogen, when it does dominate our progesterone, that too is when we start getting that stubborn belly fat in that pear shape during perimenopause and over 40. Now, progesterone. So our progesterone levels, this is our other hormone in our body, those fluctuate also during perimenopause. And when these get reduced, that can slow down your gastrointestinal tract motility. So that's the basically the transit time of your food moving through your intestinal tract, okay? And that can make it slower moving through your system, causing more bloating and constipation. The third one I want to talk about is our cortisol levels. And cortisol is that fight or flight response. That's our stress hormone. And this can increase during perimenopause, partially due to the physical and emotional stress that we're going through when we're transitioning to this period. And that could really lead to gut dysbiosis, which is an imbalance of your good and bad bacteria in the gut. And that imbalance can cause things such as gas, bloating, constipation. There's two more that I want to go through, and then I'm going to tell you guys my specific strategies to get a flat belly over 40. And if you're enjoying this video, share it with a friend. Make sure you are subscribed on my YouTube. I got new videos every single day. So the next one is digestive issues. This isn't a hormone change, but as we do hit 40, we do have those hormonal changes that affect, again, the bacteria in our gut microbiome, specifically leading to that imbalance, like I mentioned, causing those gas and the bloating. And then another thing is decreased digestive enzymes, specifically our hydrochloric acid, so our HCl. HCl denatures our protein. So if you ever feel like that food is sitting in your stomach heavy after a meal, or if we have more SIBO, that gut dysbiosis, we may not have enough stomach acid to be denaturing that protein and leading to incomplete digestion. Remember, you're not what you eat, you are what you absorb. And the gut is literally my jam. When I was starting my fitness journey, I ended up getting 15 types of parasites, H. pylori, SIBO. I was training so hard, but not seeing the results because all of these gut issues threw off my thyroid, threw off my hormones, and my body was in a state of just chronic, just inflammation. And then one other thing I want to mention is lifestyle factors, guys. As I mentioned, if we're dealing with bloating during perimenopause, we're going through stress, we have the dysbiosis, we're moving less, less physical activity, we're eating more processed foods, high in sodium, all of these can exacerbate the bloating and make you feel worse. Now, I really want to go into, guys, sharing the strategies that I do with my clients to help them get the flat belly over 40. But before I go in there, I am so excited. I have to share with you a big, exciting announcement. It is official. My next 90-day transformation challenge is starting, drumrolls, April 8th. And this is not a regular, like a normal challenge. Cut your calories, do cardio. I help my clients transform their body eating more food by this. We're not focusing on calories in versus calories out. We're focusing on our gut, our hormones. I have clients come to me and I'm going to share an example. One of my clients came to me. She tried every extreme diet out there. She was in perimenopause, training so hard, you know, but not seeing results. She is now 12 weeks into my program. She is down 18 pounds. She is eating more food than ever, only training 3 days a week. She has no more fear of food because we get all of those anxiety around food, and she's able to be a better mom. She's back in her bikini, feeling sexy and confident. And she now, because with my challenge, I go live with all of my clients every single week, and I teach them everything that they need to know on gut, hormones, pre and post workout nutrition, stress, how to do everything if we're traveling at restaurants. So they have all the tools to get sustainable results. So if you tried every diet out there, you don't know what to do. You've tried the calories in versus calories out. You try the keto, the carnivore, but no matter what, you keep yo-yoing out. I want you to head to the description in my YouTube video or DM me ready on Instagram. I'm going to send you over a link. You're going to fill out the questionnaire and I will be in touch with you. Remember, 6 months from now, you could be in the same exact spot or 6 months closer to reaching your goals. Now, let's go into it. So I'm going to use this time to share with you guys. I like to give examples to make it kind of, I show you guys real people, real results. So we're talking about how to get a flat stomach over 40. So I'm going to share with you one of my clients, her stories, and how I helped her achieve a flat stomach. So she was actually, she came to me, she was a professional model. She was a D1 athlete. She hit 41. For the last 5 years, she was dealing with chronic inflammation, bloating. She did all of the tests, found out she had SIBO. They told her she had IBS. She would have chronic diarrhea. She had triple therapy done. And she did the low calorie. She did, you know, worked with the trainer. She couldn't lose weight. So my whole key is when we're hitting 40, our body starts working differently. What used to work no longer does. We got to look at our thyroid. We got to look at our gut. She had a lot of gut issues going on, and we have to start working smarter toward our body versus harder. She also had Hashimoto's and endometriosis going on, and she did birth control. And remember, birth control does affect our gut microbiome too. So what did I do with her? Well, I want to first off say, in 11 weeks, she is actually down 10 pounds eating more food. This is her right now. She has zero bloating. We've added in more food. The bloating, guys, is completely gone and her energy is back. And prior to doing my protocol, she told me too that her workouts when she was training, she was left feeling so inflamed and not seeing that definition. So I structure all of the workouts, and I'm going to explain that in a second, but I structure all the workouts to where we're in and out of the gym in 45 minutes to an hour. And we're focusing on that true strength training so that we're able to build the lean muscle mass, because as we get 40, and this is going to be a key, this is one part to a flat belly, guys. When we hit 40, our body, our insulin becomes less sensitive in our cells. So making sure we are getting that strategic strength training, not your 15, 20 rep ranges, that is not going to do it. We have to shock the muscles, but not overdo it. And now she's building muscle, losing fat. All of her hunger cues are coming back. Like I said, she's eating 500 calories more a day, and she's down 10 pounds working with me, guys. This is huge. So what did we do with her? So as we hit 40, a few key things that we want to work on when we're getting a flat stomach is we got to look at our diet and our gut health. So for her, she had all of these going on, the SIBO, the triple therapy, chronic stress. All of those damage are good and bad bacteria in the gut, and they can cause something called leaky gut. And if you don't know what leaky gut is, go on my YouTube. I have a whole series on leaky gut under my digestive playlist. But basically, if we have leaky gut going on, foods are going to the bloodstream, you know, we're having reactions to foods. So what I did was I focused on an anti-inflammatory diet with her. I focused on looking at the foods that we were eating in terms of bringing down the inflammation in our body and stabilizing her blood sugar levels. Because when we get older, we want to make sure that we're getting, number one, I made sure we're getting enough protein in our diet to maintain building muscle mass. And that also helps with diet adherence. And this is huge once we hit 40, because we're losing muscle at a rate of 40 to 50% faster. Number two is I looked at the foods that we were eating in our diet. So I wanted to focus on balancing out her hormones, bringing down the inflammation, and then supporting her body with specific foods to rebuild her gut microbiome, because we need that diversity and enough fiber in order to have the good microbiome growing. But at the same time, she had SIBO and the gut dysbiosis too. So I did a whole protocol, and that would be another video to actually get rid of the bad bacteria and to rebuild that intestinal lining. So first tip to get a flat belly over 40 is we got to look at our gut health. I focused on an anti-inflammatory diet. I got down to the root cause of what was going on with her bloating, digestive issues. She had SIBO, IBS. We've been on a lot of antibiotics. All of those, the birth control, all those affect the gut microbiome. And I did a specific protocol to address those root causes and then to heal the gut lining. Because you can't just cut all your food out, guys, and then just boom, add it back in without getting to the root cause. The second thing, you guys know I mentioned about digestive enzymes in the beginning. I focused on, okay, where are our insufficiencies? So her insufficiencies were her HCL and her pancreatic enzymes. So I added in specific things to support those. As we added in more food, got her bowels moving. So now she's having daily bowel movements, by the way. And so far, that's our next step two and our step three. And then the final one, and I mentioned too, is we want to get the strength training in there to build the lean muscle mass. That is huge when we're getting 40 and building the metabolism. But the other one is we're not even snacking. So I look at our body and our metabolism. And when we're trying to get that flat belly over 40, it's not just about cutting your calories, doing more cardio to get it from there. We want to, number one, like I said, the training to build lean muscle mass. Number two is we're looking at our gut microbiome, correcting the insufficiencies, getting our bowels moving. All of that is huge with the bloating. Number four, technically, is getting down to, okay, what foods do we eat to nourish our body, to nourish our insulin levels so that we're more stabilized with our blood sugar levels to get rid of that stubborn bloat? And then the last one is we really address the stress, the sleep, the chronic anxiety, because all of these affect all of our hormone levels. And the truth is as we get older, we deal with a lot of trauma. We have a lot of anxiety and we hold on to deep emotions. All of that holds in our gut. If you are in a place where you don't believe in yourself, you have all the chronic anxiety going on, we're not sleeping good, you could be doing every diet out there. You're going to feel bloated. You're going to be constipated. You're going to be holding your poop and you're not going to feel good. So when it comes down to it, guys, this transformation, and I'm going to show you it again, this that happened here wasn't cutting her calories low. This was getting to the root cause, addressing her hormones. By the way, she is now training during her period with absolutely no pain, getting the right training for her so she's able to build muscle, lose fat, have a higher metabolism. And then in terms of the bloating, addressing our gut microbiome, addressing our thyroid, our hormones, and our stress as well. So you can transform your body over 40. If you need help, send me over a DM ready on Instagram or head to the show notes below for my 90-day transformation challenge. It starts April 8th. I got 3 spots left. And remember, what is stopping you guys? This is your time. I believe in those unicorn moments. And if you are on this live right now, there is a reason that you are here. And if you're just yo-yoing back and forth anymore, stop. Just stop. It is time to get sustainable results once and for all. We got to train smarter versus harder. I love you. I will see you tomorrow. And I want you to check out this video right here.